shall know him.
Know him.
Yes.
The prince nails in his hand.
Yes.
Come to you on this resurrection day, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who is certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend Mike Millen, Minister Riley, my lovely wife, and my beautiful, beautiful church family. It's an honor. It's a privilege. As always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility.
Amen.
To stand before you and profess the word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. For your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for until you come, there will be nothing to say. Speak, Lord, for someone is waiting. Speak, Lord, for someone needs a word. Speak, Lord, for someone knows not which way to go until they hear from you. Speak, Lord.
Yes, sir, God.
Use me. Use me any way that you see fit, Lord.
Yes,
but if you will just come, if you will put the words in my spirit, Lord, I will let them come out of my mouth. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord, in this place, on this day, on this resurrection moment.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way in this vessel. Someone needs to hear. Speak a word.
Yes, sir.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name,
Father. We will be coming on this resurrection Sunday primarily from the gospel according to St. Luke, but I'll be in multiple places all over the Bible. I promise you'll get out in time to go eat, though. So if you would turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 24. And I'm going to pick up somewhere around the 13th verse, Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 24, verse 13. It reads thusly, "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? Mm-hmm. And the one of them whose name was Cleopas answering said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And Jesus said unto them, What things?
What things? Mm-hmm.
And they answered him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers, delivered him to be condemned to death, and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which would have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Last week, we talked on the subject, what time is it, and who is this? And I think it's appropriate that we kind of piggyback off of that this morning. We want to use as a topic, what time is it, and what things? What time is it, and what things? Last Sunday, of course, was Palm Sunday. Since that time, we've gone to Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, what some call Holy Saturday, others call it Black Saturday. It brings us to today, which is the Resurrection Day, a day of great expectation. And
yes.
And even more, a day of anticipation. You see, we've established that expectation is what we look for.
Yes.
But anticipation is what God's going to do.
Yes.
So you anticipate God coming.
All right.
Yes.
You might expect anything. When we start thinking about God, we may expect him to come in one way.
Yes.
We got it all figured out and how he should come. That's how we expect him to come. But what we should be doing is anticipating his coming.
Yes.
He's going to come whatever way he sees fit. Yes. Last week we established two time zones, which we will bring back again today, because we want to just hold on to that thought, because there's two time zones. There's one that we call MST, which is man's standard time.
Okay.
And then there's GST, which is God's standard time. You see, if you in the right time zone, you will know what time it is.
All right now.
Last week when we talked about who is this, it said his disciples, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the donkey, and his disciples began to rejoice and to praise God, but they praised him for all of the mighty works that they had seen him do. But not because of who he is. They still didn't get it. Perhaps because they were in the wrong time zone.
All right, then.
And others said, this is Jesus.
Yes.
The prophet of Nazareth, but they welcomed him not because of who he was, but because he knew some things. He could tell you what was going to happen. So they worshiped him because of what he could do. They still didn't realize who he was. You see, when you get these time zones mixed up. Sometimes we do. We stay in man's standard time as opposed to God's standard time. And if you're not careful and you cross time zones at certain times, You might see the sun set, but you miss the sun rising.
Yes.
Yeah, I want y'all to make sure you get that. And then spell sun. You can spell it with a S-O-N.
Yes.
See, if you're not careful, you might have seen the sun go down.
Mm-hmm.
When they hung him on that cross, and
yes.
They pierced him in the side, and
yes.
They put him in Joseph's tomb, so you may have seen the sun go down, but if you cross time
yes,
zones, possibly. You might miss mm-hmm. the sun coming up.
Yes.
You see those same disciples, they didn't know who it was that rode into Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So how could they understand the things that had happened?
Right.
Are you the only one around these parts that don't know?
You don't know.
Everything that's been going on
yes.
these
Come on,
last few days.
Yes.
What time is it and what things?
What things?
After Jesus' resurrection, he met two people
uh-huh.
on the road to Emmaus.
Uh-huh.
And the scripture would lead you to believe that he expected them to already understand. They should have been reading the scriptures. They should have known who Christ was and that he was sent here
yes.
to suffer
yes.
and to die.
Yes.
But my Bible tells me that it came to pass that while they commune
uh-huh.
together.
Yeah.
Two of his disciples. When you start looking at that, people get it different ways who these two was. It's one was clear was Cleopas. We know that he was there, but the other disciple, we have some question. People question who this other disciple may have been.
Right.
Some said it might be Luke, and they said the reason we justify that is because Luke wrote the book. He wrote the gospel, so maybe it was him that was there because he knew so much about this particular incident.
Yes.
But others say that it may have been one called Mary. It may have been the wife of Cleopas. It may have been a man and his wife there. It just said that two disciples
yes.
of Christ. And, but they communed together and they reasoned amongst themselves. And as they communed together, Jesus drew near and
yes.
he went with them. But
yes.
their eyes were holding, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You know when you go through stuff sometime.
Yes.
If you go through enough, you don't see it clearly. So
yes.
you get confused sometimes. So their eyes were holding. They had seen Jesus put into the tomb. They had seen him hang on the cross, and then they had
yes.
seen him put into Joseph's tomb.
Yes.
They'd even heard some rumors on that resurrection Sunday morning that some women had gone to the tomb. And,
yes.
and when they went there, they found that the stone was rolled away and
right.
that Jesus' body was no longer there. And
yes.
so they didn't understand what was going on. And perhaps too much was going on
yeah.
for them to see clearly. You see, if you're in the right time zone, you will know when the sun went down. And you also know that he was not going there to stay. If you were in the right time zone, if you were where you should have been and you knew what you should have known, then you would have known that he went down, but he had already told you that I'm only going to be there 3 days.
Yes.
So if you were in the right time zone, you would not have missed the sun rising.
All right.
They talked together.
Yes.
Of all these things.
These things.
Which had happened.
Yes.
And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering said unto him,
yes.
Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem?
Yes.
Hast thou not known the things
yes.
which are come to pass and there in these days?
Yes.
And he said, Jesus said unto them,
all right.
What things?
What things?
I feel like Jesus was getting somewhat indignant. What things?
Yes.
You said as if it's a bad thing. It's
yes.
What things?
What things?
Are you talking about it?
Yes.
And they said to him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death. And,
yes.
And they have crucified him. And,
yes, sir.
But we trusted that it had been he who would redeem Israel, and beside all of this.
Yes.
Today is the third day.
Oh, yes.
We had expected a savior. We had expected somebody to come and free us from this old cruel yes. Roman rule. We had expected
yes.
somebody to come and redeem us. And,
yes.
And we saw him on a cross on Friday, and they put him
yes,
in a tomb this morning. And,
yes.
and this morning, somebody tell me that he's
yes.
not even there.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
then. It's been 3 days.
Yes.
He said he was going to get up on the
yes.
third day, but
yes.
somebody said he's gone.
Oh, yes.
He's not in this. He's not in the
yes.
tomb.
Yes.
How can he redeem us?
All right now.
Hallelujah. Let me just consider the questions that I think Jesus was asking the disciples on that day.
Uh-huh.
And I think he asked us the same questions
yes.
on this day. I imagine Jesus asked his disciples, are you expecting? Are your expectations blinding?
All right.
His coming? Are you expecting something so much so that you can't see when it hits you in the face?
All right now.
Because you are expecting something different, you don't even see it when it hits you in the face.
All right.
I can imagine Jesus saying, asking his disciples, have you read the word? Did you comprehend what it said?
All right.
Have you any understanding of prophecy?
Jesus.
Were you there?
Where are you
when they crucified Jesus.
Yes.
Did it correspond with any of your reading?
All right now.
Do you remember what you read?
Yeah.
Come on.
And then he probably asked his disciples, would you even know the risen Lord if you saw him?
All right.
Verse 25 in that 24th chapter says, and then he said to them, O foolish ones,
mm-hmm.
and slow of heart to believe in
yes.
all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things? And to enter into his glory?
Jesus.
So Jesus began at Moses and all the prophets. He started to expound unto them the scriptures that contain that pertain to himself.
Mm-hmm.
He said, have you read the word? Did you comprehend what it said? Did you look at Psalms, the 22nd verse, 27th chapter? He said, they pierced my hands.
Oh, yes.
And my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They pawed my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Did you read the scripture and were you there when they crucified him?
Mm-hmm.
He probably asked them when he read on into the scripture, have you any understanding of prophecy? And he probably read to them that Isaiah 53 said, he is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was
despised,
and we esteemed him not.
Yes.
Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did not esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are
healed.
Come on now.
Have you read your Bible? Were you there? 12th verse, Isaiah said, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death.
And, yes, sir.
And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Have you read your Bible? Do you understand what prophecy is? Do you remember what David wrote? In Psalm 16, he said, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. In other words, he will get up.
Yes.
The grave can't hold him down.
No way.
Can't hold
him. Hallelujah. Were you there?
Jesus.
When they crucified my Lord, how can you forget what you read? How can you forget this one that you've walked with?
Yes, sir.
I'm reminded of some of his disciples when they first met Jesus. John the Baptist, when he first met Jesus, he said, behold, the Lamb of God.
Lamb of God.
Which takes away the sin of the world.
Yes.
When Nathaniel saw Jesus, he said, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel.
Yes, sir.
When Philip saw Jesus, He ran to Nathanael and he said, "We have found him."
And yes, sir. Hallelujah.
The one of whom Moses, Moses in the law and the prophets did write about it. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. When you first met Jesus, don't you remember, here you are on the road and you don't even know who you're with. Hallelujah. I'm reminded just before, on the way, when Jesus talking to his disciples, that same Philip, who saw him coming, that same Philip who said, "Here he is, here's the one that we've been looking for. We have found him." But you find him a little later on when he says to the Lord, "Show us the Father and it will suffice us." I want you to hear what Jesus said to him, because he says it to us this morning. He said unto him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet thou hast not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Would you know the risen Lord if you saw him? Would you know if the Lord was standing right in the midst of your mess? "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me?" Jesus could say the same to so many churchgoers of the day. After all our time with Jesus, do you really know him? John 5:39 says, "Search the scripture.
Search them.
For in them you think,
you
have eternal life. But they are they which testify of me."
That's right.
His disciples on that Emmaus road, all they could think, and we know when we met him, but we saw him buried on Friday. And it's been 3 days and we had hope that he was the Redeemer. How is it, Jesus asked? How is it that you've lost hope? Were you there? Were you there on that Friday? Were you there that Friday when they crucified Jesus? Were you there on that Friday afternoon? In the middle of the day. The middle of the afternoon, when the sun went down. Some people say it was an eclipse. All I know is that it became dark in the middle of the afternoon. And if you would allow me, I'll just give you a definition for an eclipse, for those of you who want to call it an eclipse. See, it's when God takes the moon. That he spoke into existence. And moves it in front of the sun that he spoke into existence. Whenever it pleases him.
Whatever.
In God's standard time. In due time. In the middle of the afternoon. They tell me it was 12 o'clock, but it stayed dark from 12 to 3. So in the middle of the afternoon, it became pitch black. It was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness all over the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. I can imagine my God saying, "Lights out."
Hallelujah.
John 19:30 said, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. That seventh word on that program, when he said, I commend my spirit.
Yes, sir.
See, some people, they like to tell a story. They like to say that he laid in the grave on that Friday night, and he laid in the grave on that Saturday night, and early, they like to say, early on Sunday morning, he got up, and he got up with all power in his hand. But I want you to hear this just today, that it's a little bit different than that story.
Yes, sir.
You see, when God said, lights out at 12 o'clock and it stayed dark to 3 o'clock, when Jesus said, it is finished.
Yes, sir.
That's when he got up.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
And said, I commend my spirit to you. You see, if you're in the wrong time zone, you might have seen the sun go down, but you're going to miss the sun rising.
Yes.
He said, his spirit. He said, I commend my spirit to you because it is finished. I've done what you sent me here to do, and now I commend my spirit to you. I'm going to leave my body.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to leave that around so I can convince other people that I have come and gone.
Yes.
And when I left, I had all power in my hand. But because you need to see something, I'm going to let him stay here. But even when I show you who I am, you still don't know. Your eyes are holding. You don't even know who you're looking at. I'm standing here in front of you, but you still don't see. You gave up the ghost.
Give it up.
But when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And thus said he gave up the ghost. And I can hear my God saying, lights on.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
The sun.
Yes.
Has risen.
Yes.
He's risen indeed, and he's got all power in his hand. Hallelujah. My God. He got up. Because the grave couldn't hold him.
No.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I'm about done. Those two disciples on that Emmaus road. At verse 29,
yes.
When Jesus walked with him, and he had taught him for a minute. And,
yes.
But then Jesus faked him out. He acted like he was going on. He just wanted to see what they would do.
Yes.
But my Bible tells me that they constrained him.
And yes.
Listen to what they said. They said, abide with us.
Abide with us.
For it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them, and it came to pass as he sat at meat with them, and he took the bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them. Then the eyes
opened. Yes, sir.
Come on, man.
Open.
Yes, sir.
They started realizing who they were with. This is the God that we're talking. They started to realize that everything that he had taught them before, everything that he had said before, they started to realize that this is God Almighty.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
They tell me they jumped up.
Yes.
They jumped up and they ran to the other disciples. They said, we know that the women told you early this morning that God, that Jesus had risen from the dead.
That's right.
But we're here to tell you that it's true.
He's risen.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Satan.
Satan
with my own eyes.
Well.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Verse 45 says, then he opened their understanding.
Yes.
that they might understand,
the
scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. And it's verse 49, I'm going to leave you with.
Thank you, God.
And behold,
oh,
I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem.
Tarry.
You see, we don't live in Jerusalem. We live in these shells that God provided us. We live in different cities. But he said, tarry ye wherever you are.
Yes.
He said, tarry ye, don't move too fast. Just tarry ye and pray to God and stay near him and stay and wait until you are endued with power. Don't jump up and run around trying to do things on your own. Just wait until you are endued with power.
Yes, sir, God.
Don't go anywhere. Stay right there in Jerusalem.
Yes.
And then you will be endued with power from on high. I'm reminded of a friend of mine. He passed now. But then we laid on his dying bed. And he started to see, God's not dead. He's still alive.
Yes.
God's not dead. He's still alive. He clapped his hand. He said, because I can feel it.
Yes.
In my hands.
Yes.
I can feel it.
Yes.
In my feet.
Yes.
I can feel him all over me because God's not dead.
Yes, sir, God.
He's still alive.
Yes, sir.
They laid him in the tomb. But when he accomplished what God sent him to do, he got up.
Yes.
With all power in his hand. What time is it? And what things?
What things?
What things are bothering you now?
Jesus.
In the world that we're in, all kinds of things are happening, but what things are disturbing you? Jesus says to you, what things? If you're in the right time zone, no need to worry.
Jesus.
He's got it all in control.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Resurrection day.
Yes.
The day that he restored our hope.
Yes, indeed.
No matter how bleak a situation may seem, as long as you got King Jesus,
hallelujah,
you can come out of it. What time is it,
Jesus?
And what things?
What things?
Let us pray. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord, for loving us so much.
So much, Jesus.
That you sent your only begotten Son. That through him we might be saved. That we will have a chance for the tree of life.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for in due time when we were going the wrong way and knowing no way to get back. But in due time, you sent Jesus.
Yes.
We just thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for making a way. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.